buses, bus workers have reached. Give me up, give me some volume here, fellas. And tonight, as we think about our bus ministry in the spring coming on, there's never been a time when it's more important to work for God. And it's never been harder to get people to work for God. It's never been harder to do it, work for God yourself. But all that means is we're getting closer and closer to the end when Jesus is coming. Now tonight, I want to take just a few minutes, not very long at all. And I had several people ask me about the message we started last week on the three words, be not deceived. I want to get just these other two here tonight. And I want you to pray. Excuse me. Go with us visiting Saturday morning, 9:30. I forgot to mention, don't forget I'm preaching revival Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Amazing Grace Baptist Church down in Denver, North Carolina. It's right above Charlotte. And that's Brother Mike Pittman's church. Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday night. Also, talk about my girl. I got two in Florida and one homesick tonight. Been home bed all day or since the church this morning. And so pray for them that they'll get back safe this week. The Lord will take care of them. I really, really don't like it when they're not here. And I fussed at Carrie and said, why y'all taking off? And she said, you do. And I said, well, one Sunday a year I do. And I'm preaching some morning. I hadn't took a Sunday off. I don't even remember last time. I don't think ever. Just like for a vacation. And maybe once or twice. And I make one or two a year at the most. You don't loafer on Sunday. You be at church. And the way everybody's work scheduling is people schedule these vacations to where they'll be out of church. And that's a mistake. Work it out so you can be in church. You're going to need it one day. And we don't need to be going to church less. We need to be going to church more. And that's very evident by people's lives and their dull testimony. And so we need to be sharpened in the Lord. So tonight, let's take our Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And I said I'm not going to be long tonight, but I do want to say a few things about these last two times when the word be not deceived is mentioned in the Bible. The first time was Deuteronomy 11:16. It said, be not deceived, that your heart go not after other gods. Worshiping false gods, you're deceived. The second one was in Luke 21, verse 8, when he talked about worshiping false prophets and following false Christ. And we talked about that for a little while. The third one was Galatians 6 and verse 7 about sowing and reaping. Brother Derek mentioned that in Sunday school this morning. And don't ever doubt it. God said you will reap what you sow. It's impossible to break that law. It's one of those laws like gravity. It cannot be broken. If a person goes out, sows whatever they sow, that shall they also reap. It may take a while, but reaping day always comes. And tonight we'll get these last two, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Very, very straight, strong verse of scripture here in your King James Bible. And let's look at it here, 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 9. Gives you a list of people here. And there's a lifestyle that you, some of us, lived, many of us, before we were saved. And then look what it says here about that lifestyle. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9. Look here what it said. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. You see that there's a difference many times between fornication and adultery. Not always. Sometimes they're used interchangeably. Fornication usually implies any sexual sin. Adultery, however, is when a married person commits one of those sexual sins with someone they're not married to or outside of the marriage bond. That's why the difference is. That's why the Lord said, except be for fornication, because you commit adultery in your heart. But fornication usually implies an act. And so he said fornication, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. That's men who are sissies. I did not write the Bible. I'm just telling you what it is. I was thinking about my my sons-in-law, you're my three sons-in-law, and I don't say much about them boys, they're not perfect. All my girls are married now, but you know what? I appreciate every one of my girls because at least they got a man. And they will get up and go to work every day, and all three of them tough. Amen? They ain't a sissy thing about neither one of them, and I praise God for that. Amen? Girls, if a guy's a sissy, I mean, if you have to get out and go run in the house and get something for him, or you have to, if he's scared to drive and you have to drive when it's raining, or, if he ain't a man's man, you might ought to wait on a man. Amen? Now have, not be rough and not be effeminate. Effeminate. Look here. It said, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. You say, Lord, preacher, I don't look at the next verse. And such were, past tense, some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So this fifth, be not deceived, or fourth, I'm sorry, is talking about idolatry, covetousness, extortion. It promises you will have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. Now, did it say a person that did any of them things wouldn't go to heaven? That ain't what it said. It said you have no inheritance in the kingdom of God. That's a big, long Bible study we won't get into. But in the kingdom of the Lord, when the Lord comes and sits on his throne in the kingdom, we will have an inheritance. You will rule and reign with the Lord. You will lose or gain rewards by the lifestyle that you live. It's got nothing to do with your salvation. Now tonight, that verse said that if you live that lifestyle, that sin, you will lose an inheritance in the kingdom of God. Now we're not going to get into a big long doctrinal issue of that this evening, but I just want to preach it practically to you this evening that you don't want to live that kind of life where you're a thief, where you're a liar. You say, well, Brother Danny, we've all been coveted. That's true. Brother Danny, we've all broke something. That's true. But I tell you, by God's grace, when you mess up, you confess it, you get it right, and you go on. If you'll judge yourself now and repent and turn from that sin, then the Lord won't hold it against you one day when you get to heaven. But if you choose, let's just say you're just a thief and you steal money all the time, or you're an adulterer, you live in adultery, or you're a thief or a robber or a liar, then you're fixing to get judged by the Lord. It said, don't be deceived. Do not be deceived. You won't commit those sins and just get out scot-free. Cannot be done. I'm telling you, we are living in that time. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I don't believe we've ever seen a time when there's more demonic influence on people than there is in this generation. Some of you saw on the news this week that lady down in South Carolina. I was on the news two or three times. I never did get the details. I caught it twice. And she took her kids, all of her kids, drove a van into the ocean. How many saw that on the news? Drove a van, a minivan, had three or four kids in there with her, just drove it right in there. And some people saw her and run out there, started opening doors, had a little baby. She had a little baby in the back of that thing, and they pulled it out, and some kids about that high, and she said the same thing they all say. She said demons told her. Her sister said that she told her demons were talking to her. Heather the other night said that they had something in school, a test or something about Andrea Yates. Y'all remember Andrea Yates, who killed all of her kids down in Texas? And the question is, what made a person do something like that? Now, I don't know what they believe. I doubt if they believe the right thing, but I'm going to tell you one thing. A person don't do that because they're mean. A woman don't drown her kids one at a time in the bathtub and hold another one and hold it out. A woman don't do that. Meanest woman in the world won't do that. As a matter of fact, back in the early days, in the 30s and the 40s, when Pretty Boy Floyd and all them guys, Bonnie and Clyde and John Dillinger and all them, I mean, they'd rob banks and shoot strangers, but they didn't hold their kids down underneath in the bathtub and drown them. That's And to another level, brother. That's not just sin. That's spiritual, demonic influence. Because that's without natural affection. I told her, I said, Andrea Yates said that Satan spoke to her and told her to drown them kids. And I believe that. They say, well, I believe she just had psychiatric problems. Well, she might have that too. But I don't doubt one bit that Satan spoke to her and told her to do that. Now, this brings up a whole new issue of how we look at life and what our philosophy of life is. I've been studying this thing since I was 19 years old, and I believe that the devil will see a physical weakness, such as a psychological problem or a mental weakness, and the devil many times will enter in to a person, start talking to them. He'll talk to you, young people. He'll talk to you, teenagers. The devil will talk to you. And you know how to get the devil to talk to you? Kick your brain in neutral. You know how you kick your brain in neutral? With drugs and music. Drugs and music. Turn this. Can you hear how loud that is? Listen. Drugs and music. Drugs and music. It's like kicking your brain in neutral. Then the devil sees a way in and comes on in your life. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're living in that time when it's a scary, scary time. I'll give you an example. The Bible said that we as humans are evil. The Bible said you're evil. The Lord looked at a crowd of his disciples one time. He said, if ye being evil know how to good give to your children. Jesus Christ said that we are all naturally evil. Now the world don't believe that. The world believes when a little baby comes into the world, it's like a blank sheet of paper. It has no good, no bad, and whatever we put in it, that child becomes. You're the product of your environment. But according to the Bible, you are born into this world pushed and bent toward doing wrong. And I mean, I don't have to argue that. You know what? I was thinking this week about our insatiable desire for sin and to see something wicked. And I got to thinking about, man, you know what people want to see? They want to see sin. They want to experience sin naturally. So I got to thinking like this. I thought, let's just say that if you took Hollywood, let's say Hollywood, and let's say Hollywood, from now till next year, all of their movies could not have one scene in it where anybody broke the Ten Commandments. No murder, no dirty language, no illicit sexual activity, no alcohol, no lying. Let's just say now, if people are good, let's make a movie starring Halle Berry and Will Smith and old Brad Pittface and his fat lip wife and all of them. Let's just have all of them come in and make a movie. Now this movie is not going to have fingers sliced and stabbed in the shower and heads cut off and getting hit by cars. It's going to be this. It's going to have Halle Berry in a modest dress down to here going and sitting and talking to older folks in rest homes. And now this old grandpa that can barely raise his head up and slobber coming out, and her putting her hand on his shoulder saying, is there anything I can do for you? And help him and help the nurse wipe him down and dry him off. And then Brad Pitt comes in, and he's going to sit down, and they're going to talk about grandma and how it was growing. And he said, I'll do anything I can to help y'all, and we're going to help you make your life happier and everything. Do you know how much money that movie would make? $10,000. Ain't nobody going to go see that. People say, oh, boy, I want to go see that movie, Brad Pitt and Angelina. You know what you want to see? You want to see them do something wrong. That's a natural desire of the human heart. Listen, a movie that don't have a murder or don't have adultery or don't have alcohol in it ain't going nowhere in this country. That shows our inescapable, insatiable desire to see something wrong, to see sin. Let me tell you what that proves. It proves the depravity of the human heart. Amen. Let's have them all sitting around talking at a rest home with the elderly. I mean, Julia Roberts. I mean, hell, they're sitting here, and they're all sitting here saying, well, yes, when I was growing up, my grandmother was the best thing, and she taught us not to lie. Tonight, you know, we shouldn't lie to people. People go, ugh, that's the boringest movie I've ever seen in my life. You know what people want to see? Sin. That's a proof. Are y'all listening to me? Say amen. You listen? That's a proof of the depravity of the human heart. You're not coming to this world neutral. You're coming bent, going the wrong way. You're born in sin. David said, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, be not deceived. You've got to understand there's a sin in this world. You're a sinner by nature when you're little. You're a sinner by choice as soon as you get old enough. And don't be deceived. They'll get you in trouble. The top movies are movies where people break God's laws. Such and such, so and so broke those $50 million at the box office this weekend. Guarantee you, there's somebody murdered, there's people committing adultery, and there's people drinking alcohol, and people lying and cheating and stealing. Did you know the newspaper would go out of business if all it did was print good news? You know what sells newspaper? Scandal, brother. We eat it up. You don't want to admit that, do you? You don't want to admit that there's something inside you that craves something evil and wicked. When you go to the Walmart, you got all these magazines there. They don't say, how to help grandma enjoy her Sunday afternoon. I ain't buying that. Here's what gets your attention. Michelle Obama is really a man. I buy that. You know, that's almost being proved now. I've been getting texts on that and everything. Her name's Michael so-and-so. I didn't say I believe that. You never know, brother. You never know. That's what they said about Chelsea, bless her heart. The reason she's so ugly is because Janet Reno was her daddy. But anyway, I'm going to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me? That's a depravity of the human heart. There's something inside of humanity that wants something sinful, and you got to fight that till the day you die, because your flesh wants to do the wrong thing. Amen? I'm telling you, don't get mad at me. I'm just preaching a little bit tonight. Oh, Jeb, they was talking about Jeb Bush running for president, and they said somebody got to run against Hillary, and they was all taking a fit. This is how it works. All those news commentators were taking a fit saying, we don't need another Bush. You heard that? We don't want no more Bushes. We've had enough Bush. It's not right for the same family to be around. The guy came back and said, what about Hillary? She's done been in there 8 years. If she got to be president, which is probably going to happen if Jesus don't stop it, if she got to be the president and won 2 terms, she'd be the only person in history to be the president for 16 years. Done had 8, and would have 8 more in the White House. And they said, well, there shouldn't be a Bush dynasty. What about them Kennedys, man? There's 15 of them running for president. And I'm telling you tonight, you see, everything, the world is slanted. If somebody does evil, they're celebrated. If somebody does right, you never hear a word about it. If a preacher, I don't know what he's doing, gets bit by a snake and dies, yeah, that's news. But if a preacher goes all day and fast and pray and begs people to come to church, we're not interested in that. Ladies and gentlemen, there's depravity in the human heart. I've been trying to figure out, who's this Putin fella everybody's talking about all week? Who is that guy? Russia's president of Russia or whatever he is. Everybody's like, oh, Putin going to bomb us. I never heard of that fella this other day. I heard them names, you know, and everything. He's on the news. He's going to bomb us. He's took his shirt off and rode a horse or jumped in the water or something. I don't know what all he done. But I'll tell you, that's I heard a guy the other day talking about medical marijuana. This boy and girl stopped me on the street, and they give me this thing. They said, we're out here to legalize marijuana, and we want you to know. And I said, I'm a preacher. And they said, oh, well, I guess you don't believe in that, do you? I said, no, I don't. But I'll give you one thing. If alcohol's legal, marijuana ought to be. Neither one of them should be. Right? They all, you know who ought to sell alcohol? Bootleggers. That's the way it always was growing up. It ought all of it be against the law. But if one of them's legal, they might as well legalize the other one. I'm not saying, don't take me wrong. I think they both ought to be illegal. But I think it's hypocritical. You've seen these smoking commercials. Guy comes on there and he's all doing nothing, about to die, and he weighs about 30 pounds. He said, if I don't ever smoke, you can quit. You can quit. You can quit. I said, where's the alcohol commercials? Where's the commercials that show the dead out there? And cigarettes don't cause you to run over somebody and kill them. And I don't think nobody should smoke. But I'm telling you, we live the biggest bunch of hypocritical generation that's ever been in this world. Preach about alcohol a little bit. Alcohol's killed 10,000 times more people than cigarettes ever thought about. Bunch of hypocrites. They can't get it straight. Amen. I'm just shooting around here a little bit tonight. I'm telling you, brother, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in that time. We're living in that time. But I want to show you another one here tonight. They said the honesty, being honest, is a rare thing anymore. You go to a scientist and say, what's 2 + 2? Scientist says 4. Go to a CPA. Say, what's 2 + 2? He says 4. Go to a lawyer's office. What's 2 + 2? He looks around, cuts his machine off, pulls the blinds, leans over and says, whatever you want it to be. You got enough money? 2 + 2 can be anything nowadays. Ain't that right? They said them lawyers, they started burying them 12 foot deep instead of 6 because deep down they are good people. But I'm telling you tonight, that's what's got us in trouble. Crooks, buddy. Bunch of crooks. Let's look at this next one. I'll be through. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's look at it tonight. 1 Corinthians 15. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number, let's see here. Verse number 33, 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Be not deceived, young people. Be not deceived, mamas and daddies. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. You want that in plain English? You can't hang around the wrong people and live a right kind of life. Can't listen to the wrong music and have a clean life. You can't read the wrong material and live a right kind of life. Evil communication corrupt good manners. Have you ever heard anybody say, well, I just listen to it, it don't affect me? That's not true. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said if you have evil communication, it will corrupt your good manners. You say, well, I can watch an old dirty movie and it don't bother me a bit. That ain't what the Bible says. The Bible said it'll corrupt your good manners. Now, am I going to believe you or I'm going to believe that book? You say, well, I can go to the club on Friday night, Brother Danny. I can sit down there and I can go home and it don't bother me a bit. That ain't what the Bible says. You say, I can go out with my friends and they go to dance, all my girlfriends, and we go out and we party and we go out and we dance a little bit and everything. It don't bother. That ain't what the Bible said. The Bible said it'll corrupt you. It'll corrupt your kids. Don't take your kids out here and think it's cute for them to see Justin Bieber and it's cute. These little stars growing up, Miley ain't cute no more, Justin ain't cute no more. They done fell off the edge and your kid will be right behind them if you let them fool around people like that. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communication corrupt good manners. You say, well, they got to be a kid. I don't care for 50 or 10. Evil communication will corrupt good manners. That's what it says. I was thinking the other day, Corey kept begging me to go to one of Gage's ball games, and he'd had about 15. And I always had something to do. He was going somewhere and going doing this, doing that. And I kept saying, I'm going to come, I'm going to come, I'm going to come, I'm going to come, I'm going to come. And finally, a couple weeks ago, I went to his last ball game. I mean, them little bitty guys playing ball. I told her, I said, we ought to wait a couple years. They don't know the rules. They go like this, and of course, I kept bouncing. Like that, you know, and then they fall down, and whoever comes out with it, I guess, it gets the ball. The referee just stands out there. But anyway, I win, and they keep score. They don't want to keep score because it might make them feel bad if you tell them they lost. And I was keeping score in my head. It was 5-4 when the game was over. They lost by 1 point. And the little boys out there playing. This was 9:30 on Saturday morning. I come down here, done the bus meeting, or come over here, run back up there. No, I was up there, I run up there, and then I came down here, or something. Anyway, I worked it out. I told her I was going to come all winter, and I couldn't because we had a bus meeting. And, well, anyway, I run in there, 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and that place was jam-packed full of adults. And they ain't sitting there acting like y'all are sitting in here tonight. They're all up there, mamas, daddies. Listen now, I said it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. You can't get people to go visit a bus route. You can't get people to go, I mean, do anything for God. But boy, when it's ball game time, we are all ready to go, ain't we? You say, that sort of makes me feel guilty. I hope it does. I hope and pray it does. Feel guilty where you ought to feel guilty. They were sitting there, them parents, they were screaming, go, go, baby, go, yeah! And when if their kid ever scored, they wasn't the three people scored the whole game. And they went crazy. They went crazy. And I was sitting there looking around, and I thought, I wonder how many of these parents will have these same kids in the house of God tomorrow morning, worshiping the Lord, hearing a Sunday school teacher, teach the Bible. Don't y'all sit there and dry up on me. I'm telling you, I'll draw it right back and do another hour on how we ought to be faithful to God's house and come to church and worship God. We've gone sports crazy. We've gone pleasure crazy. Them stupid Duke fans last night, well, watched a little bit of that. That beat anything I've ever seen in my life. Them people need psychological help. I'm telling you tonight, and you're sitting there saying, Lord, I'd have loved to have been there so I could have been just like them. You need psychological help. Y'all are so quiet, you're making me nervous. I was sitting there wondering. I wonder how many of these parents will have them same kids at church tomorrow morning. And I wonder how many of them would take them to practice two and three nights a week or two nights a week and make sure they're at every single game. What if it's cold? We're going. What if it's raining? We're going. Get up. Ball game's at 9 o'clock. Let's go. The preacher gets up and says, let's do something for God's sake. Well, preacher, that's my only day to get my housework done. That's my only day. What a hypocrite. What a liar. You know the Lord can see right through that bull. Amen. Now look, I sympathize with you. You work all week long. You got to get your housework. I ain't stupid. I know. Hey, sometimes I can't even get my own grass mowed. I understand. At work, but I think it's very, very hypocritical that we can make time for everything else, but never none for the one that loved us, and that's all that's going to matter one of these days. Say amen right there. Idolaters. Idolaters. He said, evil communications corrupt good manners. I watched the thing on those killer kids, and I'm done. Those killer kids, kids that killed their parents. They had kids in there. They had these two girls that were lesbians, and they were like 16 years old. And these two girls, their grandmother was a Christian and tried to stop them from seeing each other and set her foot down and said, that's not going to go on in my house. And them two girls took a hammer and beat that woman, that old woman to death with a hammer and set her on fire and burned the house. Now you tell me what's wrong with a 16-year-old girl do something like that. Evil communications. They've been watching TV. They've been watching movies, internet, stuff like that. Listen, I'm going to say this and I'm through tonight, y'all. There's never been a time on earth when our kids are exposed to every kind of vile, filthy sin in this world like they're seeing tonight. I visited a man Thursday. Man in bad, bad shape. He's talking about his granddaughter. She's about 14. He said, I don't know what's wrong with her. He said, we can't get her. We can't get her. And he said, she stays in that room and she stays on her phone. She stays in her room and stays on her phone. Now, I'm going to say this, and I hope it comes out right, and I'm through tonight. When I was growing up, I'd never even seen a dirty movie when I was growing up. Lord, I heard some of them old preachers say, worst thing they ever seen at the movies when Roy Rogers kissed his horse. That's way before I was ever born. And then it got a little bit, Lucy and Ricky were married in real life. And it didn't even show them sleeping in the same bed on TV in the 60s. Are you listening? Right now, any teenager in here who has access to a computer or a cell phone with the internet on it can stay up at night when mom and daddy's asleep and see every kind of filthy, wicked, perverted filth in this world right in front of their face in full color for hours. And you can't look at that stuff without it messing you up. Every serial killer in the world started out with feeding evil communications, giving in their mind. It ain't no wonder they don't want to live right. Ain't no wonder. You couldn't even do that till 10 years ago, 12 years ago. And the old book stands true tonight, folks. Evil communications corrupt good manners. If you're a parent, you better strongly monitor your kid's cell phone and their internet use. I'm telling you right now, any kid, you know what? They're curious. They're curious. Let me say, I just want to see what's going on. Bang! That's all it takes. And then it's in there. You better listen. Oh, preacher, they got to find out. There's a lot of stuff they don't got to find out. Amen. The Bible said be wise concerning good and simple concerning evil. There'd be a lot of stuff. It ain't going to hurt them a bit, not even know. Amen? That's what it says. Be not deceived. I'm going to ask you to stand tonight with our heads bowed. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight. Song is made ready. Song is made ready. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Tonight, mamas, daddies, if you're a teenager here tonight and you've got problems, I'm going to invite you to come and get down on this altar and get your heart right with God before you die and go to hell. If you're a parent here this morning or this evening and you've got problems, marriage problems, physical problems, financial problems, whatever it might be, I'm going to invite you to get down here at this altar and let's pray a few minutes before we go. Just slip out of your seat. Come on. Come on right now. Let's get down here and get down on our knees and say, Lord, I want my heart to be right. That's right. Come on, teenagers. Come on, young people. Come on, girls. Come on, boys. Just get out of your seat. Say, I want my heart right with God. I don't want to die with my sin in my life. I don't want evil communication to corrupt me. I don't want it to ruin my kids. I don't want it to ruin my family. Come on right now. Come on. Just get out of your seat and come right now. Others are coming. Father, do what ought to be done right now. Save that one that's lost. Touch every heart. God, do what ought to be done. Lord Jesus, I pray, Holy Ghost, do something real here tonight. Touch us, Lord, we pray. We'll thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing tonight. God, speak into your heart. You come on right now. Sing.
Have thine own way.
Say.
Have thine own way.
Amen.
Thou art the potter.
Come on tonight, young person. Come on tonight, young man. Come on. Let's go. Get your heart right.
Mold me and make me after thy will.
Sing now.
While I am waiting.
Amen.
Yielded and still.
Everybody sing now.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Sing.
Have thine own way.
Sing now.
Help me, I pray.
What? Come on now.
Power and power.
Amen. What a blessing.
Surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine.
Amen. All right. Got your heart right? Everybody clear? Everybody right? Still very early sun. I can see sun shining out there. And so I'm going to meet with all the bus workers, bus drivers, Sunday school teachers, everybody. Please don't make us wait on you. Get in there in the teenage Sunday school class. We're going to have a meeting immediately after church tonight. Won't keep you long. We're going to talk about some things. We're planning a big day for Easter Sunday here in just a few weeks. You want to plan on bringing your whole family that day.